This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In February, a gunman opened fire on the campus of Michigan State University. It was the latest case of a mass shooting on a college campus. As political debates about how to stop mass shootings have stalled, Rich Kramer reports it's up to law enforcement agencies, like UW-Madison's police department, to teach officers how to stop them once the shooting starts.
You can feel the blast from the 9mm blank as it reverberates down the concrete hallways of UW-Madison's vacant Biotron laboratory. A light cloud of dust falls from ceiling tiles as the sound of hurried footsteps gets louder.
Where did it come from?
A UWPD officer is wearing a plastic face mask and carrying a training pistol that fires high-powered paintballs. He rushes toward the shots, passing colleagues covered in fake blood lying on the ground. Inside a room, another officer, posing as a mass shooter, is waiting. In the melee, a number of UWPD officers and the faux shooter are hit by paint rounds that leave weeping red welts. The April training scenarios are loosely based on past mass shootings at businesses, schools, and universities. There's no single definition of a mass shooting, but by one measure, there have been more than 200 of them this year. The frequency of shootings means simulations like these have become a routine part of law enforcement training. UWPD Lieutenant Jeff Ellis says the department studies mass shootings that happened in Wisconsin and beyond. It's a grim reality, but he says officers have to be ready if it happens at UW-Madison.
I mean, we need to be our best that day. And I think when we do look at it, yeah, it'd be great if this wasn't as prevalent as it is. You know, I think that's why we study as hard as we do. That's why we train the way we do.
An awareness that shootings can happen on campus affects student life, too. At UW-Madison's Memorial Union Terrace on the shore of Lake Mendota, PhD candidate Vrishank Jambur sits on the grass with friends. The students here are unaware of the training on the other side of campus. Mass shootings didn't happen during his childhood in India, and Jambur says he never thought about them.
Once you come here and once you start hearing about it, that's when you start, you know, feeling a little scared.
Freshman Mary Bear of Minneapolis and Simona Lottacina of Chicago had a very different childhood. They trained on how to respond to mass shootings in school. Bear says they were called Code Red drills in Minnesota.
I've always sort of been told that it's not an if, it's more just of a when it's going to be something that I have to deal with. And so every time that I'm sort of in a large space, I'm always kind of told to find the nearest exit and sort of just have a mental preparation of how I was going to deal with something like this.
Lottacina's high school had metal detectors at the doors. On normal days, she says one out of 20 students would be asked to walk through. If there was a threat, she says they'd all be screened and the line would round the block.
So that was definitely a really scary situation.
Francie Crapo-Hobson is a professor of school psychology at the University of Colorado, Denver. She says the stress from repetitive stories about school shootings can take a mental toll on young people, but research shows that well-designed drills with prior education can boost perceptions of safety.
It should never be a surprise, because otherwise people believe there's a real-life threat, and that is terrifying.
Former Madison Middle School teacher Abigail Sweats says pre-planned drills she and her students were part of were still terrifying.
It was always in the back of my mind that if this were real, I would put my body on the line for my students.
Sweats, who now works in the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, says she favors more restrictions on gun ownership. But in the absence of new laws, she says it's often up to schools and students to prevent deaths. Back at the UWPD simulation, officers are focused on how to respond effectively. Lieutenant and instructor Adam Boardman says it's up to them to stop the shooting.
I'm not going to stand outside and wait for people to get shot. I'm the one with the gear and the training and the firearms. It's my job, even if I, in the back of my head, don't want to do that, right? You don't want to go in there, but that's what you have to do.
It's one way that law enforcement training for mass shootings has changed over time. The mantra during their training is, stop the killing, then stop the dying. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.